Today, we're continuing our theme, looking at Christian identity. And I hope you've been able to catch up with all that we've shared so far. I think it's really vital that we have a true sense of who we are in Christ, because that frees us from believing all the labels that others put on us and all the lies that the enemy tries to tell us. We are who God says we are. And today we're thinking about the incredible truth that we are created beings. That we've talked about how we're children of God, that we are forgiven and freed from condemnation, how we're made new when we trust in Christ, the amazing truth that gives us hope and freedom and grounding identity. Today we're thinking about this verse. For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he has planned for us long ago. That's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 from the New Living Translation. I've been thinking about that all this week, and I wondered what some of you would think about it too. So on Friday night, I texted a random sample of 40 or so of members of St. David's and West Kirby this question. If I said you were God's masterpiece, how would you respond? I got some very interesting responses. Some people were frankly flabbergasted and incredulous at the very question. Louise, have you been too long in the sun? Louise, I think you sent me this text by mistake. I'm definitely not a masterpiece. If that's true, then God needs art lessons. I'm a bit embarrassed by the question. You're a masterpiece. I am not. Several people then responded with something that said something along the lines of, God's still holding the brushes. We are not finished yet. We are a work in progress. Interestingly, only 4 out of the 40 who responded with complete certainty and positivity and agreement. 2 men and 2 women, blowing my theory out the water. I am made in his image. I am God's crowning achievement, one of you said. Yes, we're all God's masterpieces. Of course I am. Everything God makes is a masterpiece. He can't create anything less than a masterpiece because he is perfect. Interesting. I wonder what you think. Make note of your immediate reaction to the fact that you are a masterpiece made by God. Because how you react says a lot about what you think of yourself. In our head, we may acknowledge that we are created by the hands of the Almighty, and therefore that has to be good. But when we look at our reflection in the mirror, or we think about what we're like as a person, then perhaps our hearts tell us a different story. And just for complete transparency, if any of you are thinking, Reverend Louise has got this completely sussed, can I, as I often say, every sermon begins with a sermon to me before it's a sermon to you. So make note of your immediate reaction to the question. Perhaps you thought, I can't be a masterpiece because. I can't be a masterpiece because I have cancer or depression or gallstones because bits of my body wobble. I can't be a masterpiece because some bits don't work in the way that they once worked. I can't be a masterpiece because I was born broken and different from others, disabled in some way, and that disqualifies me from masterpiece credentials. We don't feel like we're masterpieces. Far from it. But we all know that our feelings are fickle and changeable. On any given day, we complain about our personalities. We wish we were taller or thinner, with better teeth or prettier or less grey or old or whatever. We want what we don't have. That's what human beings are like. We would prefer to be gifted in other ways. We would love to be something other than we are. I wish I had the organisation ability of Kath, the artistic skill of Jim, the storytelling capability of Judith, the smile of Greg, but I don't. This is not a sermon about body positivity, although that wouldn't be wrong. This is a message reminding every single one of us who we are, and particularly what God says about us. And that is so needed, because our world has fed us a warped message of our own worth, beauty, and human dignity. And that needs to be reset in each one of us afresh, with God at the centre, for it to be Jesus-shaped. I love this quote from Max Lucado. You weren't an accident. You weren't mass-produced. You aren't an assembly line product. You were deliberately planned, specifically gifted, and lovingly positioned on the earth by the master craftsman. And when we look at the complexity and the intricacy of the human body, how can we see anything other than the hand of a master craftsman? Did you know that when the body produces breast milk, it's physiologically different for male and female gendered babies? It's made different to suit what they need the most. Male babies and female babies need slightly different milk, and so the female body produces what it needs. Isn't that incredible? Did you know that your eyes can distinguish between 2.3 and 7.5 million different colours? And you thought it was just blue. Did you know that the nose can differentiate between 1 trillion different smells? If all your DNA in your body were uncoiled, it would stretch out to about 10 billion miles, which is from Earth to Pluto and back again. Incredible. None of this is an accident. It is precision engineering by a precision engineer. And because of that, we are considered God's workmanship, his masterpiece. We are literally God's work of art, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We'll get back to that in a moment. Psalm 139 contains an apt reminder to all of us who we are and where our beginnings come from. Let me read to you verses 13 to 16. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know them full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Psalm 139 is all about God's very knowing of us. So intimately that there is nowhere to hide or go where God is not. And the psalmist tells us how he knows this. Because right from the beginning, before we were knit together in our mother's wombs, before our frame was built, we were known. Not just our bodies, but incredibly all about us. The psalmist reminds us that all the days ordained for us are written in God's book. There's a level of knownness here that blows my mind. There's a depth of intimacy that I can't comprehend, that before each of us were known about by our mothers, everything about us, our DNA, our desires, our days ahead, were known about already. That is incredible. And if that does not make us secure in our identity as completely beloved children of God, I don't know what else will. This is about who we are, but more importantly, it's about whose we are. It's about God. The God who does not make a mistake in making us, who doesn't miscalculate any part of us into existence. He knew every aspect of our being before we even took our first breath of life. He sets our hair texture, our eye colour, our heights and our personality makeup. And in doing so, he knows exactly how he will use your unique composition to impact the world. Why? Well, our verse from Ephesians 2:10 gives us the answer. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. We are crafted with skill and with purpose by God for his purposes. He created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. When we come to Jesus, when we recognize that we're rat bags in need of his saving grace, when we say we need you, we are made new, we are given a new identity, and we're allowed into a new journey that enables us to step into everything that God has always intended for us. We are made God's masterpiece in Christ Jesus in order that we may be fully who he has made and destined us to be. All that God has prepared for us to do before we were even born. This is so much more than what you think about yourself when you look in the mirror. This is about who you are, who you were always meant to be because of whose you are. Tell that to your mirror. Tell that to yourself. We're called to live that. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things that he has planned for us long ago. It's a story of God having us always in the palm of his hand. I hope that gives you a sense of being loved, a sense of knowing that God has always, from the beginning of your life, wanted you as his child. That should impact how we live, how we see ourselves, and how we walk that out in the world. Let's pray. Lord God, I ask that you would cement that into our soul, that which needs to be sown and harvested this morning. Lord God, we all know that we're works in progress, but help us grasp the enormity of your love for us and your image in and over us. Holy Spirit, speak your truth to our weary ears and eyes, and help us to be whole and Christ-like, we pray.